Today's share in the Deir Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Ches Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Mem. We begin at the very top with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Osur Lach Toch Yabeles Migufo. A person is not allowed to go and cut off a wart that he has on his body. Bein Bayad, whether he does this with his hand, or Bein Bikli, whether he does this with some sort of an instrument. And this is true, Bein Lo, Bein Liacher, whether he does it on himself, or whether he does this on a friend's wart. Now, Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Vav, Lach Toch over here, Afilu Hu Yevesha. We're talking here about even if this wort is totally dried up, though Medes Lisparach, it's going to come off on its own anyway. It will crumble and disintegrate on its own anyway, Lebasof Me'atzma, eventually by itself. Nevertheless, Afilu Hachi Aser, then it would still be Aser, albeit it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanon to remove it in this fashion. This is in regards to the prohibition. You're not allowed to do this. Whatever the level of the prohibition is, you're not allowed to remove a wart on Shabbos. However, but if for it to be an Issa D'Oraisa, which you'd be Chayiv Chatas for, the only way you'd be Chayiv an Issa D'Oraisa over here, for which you would be Chayiv Chatas, is if it's removed with an instrument and if it's still moist, i.e. it's not crumbling on its own. The Ozu B'chlal Gozes, that is the Isser of Gozes. Otherwise, it's just a rabbinic prohibition over here to remove a crumbling wart, either with your hand or even with a kli. If it's a crumbling wart, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. That's not the Isser of Gozes, Midaraisa. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Zayin explains Yabeles Migufo. He says Vehu Adin Da Osur Litlosh Shar Tzitzin Shel Or. The same halach applies not only with a wart over here, but would apply with any strands of skin that you have. Shapir Shuktsas that already come off a little bit, let's say around your fingernails, as we'll see, Miao Gabi Yodo Omi Mekomas Acherim, from around your hand or from other places as well. And this we've already learned, Ukedeel B'Simin Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Aleph Ayin Sham. Look over there, and he tells us as well, and Ayin the Bir Halach over here. So first we'll look in Deir Shu footnote number 15, which tells us what we learned over there in Shin Chav Ches, that there was a machlokis there in terms of how we view these little cuticle strands of skin over here, whether you're allowed to remove them if they're going up, which we would define as, it says klape malo, could be defined in one of two ways. We had two opinions there, that it meant more proximally or more distally from the nail. In other words, going away from the body or back towards the body. And since we weren't sure, so we brought down over there, yesh lahachmir kidash shneha perushim, that we have to be machmir in both situations, and therefore also lahasirim b'chol ofen. It would be forbidden rabbinically to go and remove them in any event. And if we look at the Chofetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha, Yabeles Migufo, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, besides what we wrote in the Mishneh Berurah over here, he writes, V'chein kosav ataz in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, at the end of it, V'zeh L'shona, this is the words of the Taz, Yesh li zoher, one has to be very careful, Shelo yitlosh min or shelo biyado, o b'mekom osacherim. You have to be very careful not to remove these strands of skin, these little pieces of cuticle, let's say, that are near your fingernails, biyado, o b'mekom osacherim, or elsewhere. Because the Taz says the Isser over here is Oker Dover Migidulo, the heavy Kimchubil Karka. It's considered attached to the ground because we learn in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Odom heavy Karka. Man is considered like Karka, and therefore it would be forbidden to remove this because it's as if you're Oker Dover Migidulo. And those are the words of the Taz. And the Mishneh Berurah then comments over here in the Bir Halacha, and he says, "Vinei dina huemes." This is correct, and it's brought down in Shin Chav Ches. Even though they were talking there about the strands of skin around the nails over there, Pasha duadin b'shar makomos kishapirishu kitzas minar. This would apply to little pieces of skin any place on the body, not only around the fingernails. However, the Chofetz Chaim disagrees. He says the Taz writes over here, Mishum de Odom Huke Karka, and therefore the Isser is Mishum de Oker Dover Migidulo. He says, however, others say that the Isser over here is a Melechas Gozes. He brings down from the Rambam that this is all because of Gozes. And this is also the opinion, La Halacha, of the Magen Avraham. And therefore, this would only be if you do this with a Kli, because that's the din of Geziza. And with your hand, it would be Potter Aval Osser, only in Isser de Rabban. And they hold that it's not a problem of Oker Dover Migidulo, Ze'eno. And he brings down from a Gemara in Bechoros that that's called Klachayad, and would not be Nisa Daraisa, the Lav Orche Lak or Biyad El B'Kli, because people don't go and remove things from the ground with a hand, they remove it with a Kli. Okisha Ose B'Kli, Hu Orche, and only with a Kli is it the normal way, and in that situation it's Gozes, but otherwise if you do it with your hand, it's Klachayad, it would only be Nisa Midrabanan. And he gives only the example of by a bird, if you remove the feathers with the hand, that's called gozi, but otherwise you need a kli. And he concludes there from the Gemara in Bechoros that bedavar de'orche litlosh biyat, something that is normally plucked or removed with the hand, then you would be chayiv on such plucking because of gozes midaraisa. And therefore, imkein kishiyesh ezit tzitzin medudolam al sfosov velo pirshu ruban. If you have little pieces of skin, let's say on your lip, that haven't yet been fully removed, in that situation you might be chayiv if you remove them with your hand, because that is the normal way that you remove them with your hand and not with a kli. And therefore, or lefi ze afilu kishapirshu ruban, even if the majority of this little piece of skin from your lip, for example, has come off, when you remove it with your hand because it's bothering you, it would still be awesome in the rabbanon, because the yad dahocha kiven du arche kichli dami. Here it would be considered something that would be forbidden, even if most of it has come off, because that is the normal way to do it with your hand. That's not considered klacher yad. Finally, in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is true whether you do this with your hand or with a kli. For adim b'shina, the same thing would apply if you did it with your teeth. It would also be forbidden. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hamocheg Dio Sha'al HaKlath. The person erases ink that is on a parchment, or he removes the Shaiva, the wax, Sha'al HaPinkos. It's on some sort of a ledger over here. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, they used to put a smearing of wax on these tablets, and then they would write on them. And if you would remove some excess wax that's over there, that's on this Pinkos, each of these scenarios, removing the ink that's on a parchment or removing the wax that's on this Pinkos, im yesh bimakomo kidei lichtov shtei osios chayiv. If there is now room for you to write two letters there because of the wax that you removed or the ink spot that you removed, so then in this situation, it will be an issa deraisa chiyav chatas over here. Removing over here this in order to be able to write in that place two osios is an issa deraisa. And one can see this in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskel HaMochig Dio, who tells us, Hine Iker Av Melocha de Mochig, the essence of the Issa Daraisa of Mochig, of erasing, Hu Kishe Mochig Beis Osios, it's when you erase the space of two letters over here, for the purpose, Almanas, Lichtov Beis Osios Acheros Bimkomam, if you erase two letters over here so that you can put two new letters in their place. Shekol Melochos de Shabbos Yalfino Mimishkom, because all the Melochos that we learn out on Shabbos, what the Isser is, I learned out from the building of the Mishkan in the Midbar, and in Bamishkan Hayobinyan Zeh, and the Isser of Mochek in this regard in the Mishkan was found, Shekosu Lefomim Bamishkan Tos Bakroshim, every now and then we find that the boards of the Mishkan, the Kroshim, had letters written on them so you'd know how to pair them up. When they would be moving the Mishkan and the Midbar, they'd have to take it up, put it down, take it up, put it down. And they would like, this is pole number one, this is post number two, this is board number three. And therefore, Shiukosin Aleim Lesimon Kidei Lizabgon Zelazen. They would know their order. They're a dinim in terms of even our putting up a sukkah today. Some have the custom that you always put the eastern boards on the east. They have more Kedusha, let's say, than the western boards or the southern boards. So in the Mishkan, the boards that were closer to the Kodesh Kodashim had more Kedusha. So you didn't want to place them someplace else and be morid their kedusha, so they would label each of the boards, so they would write on them letters. And the itzo here of mochek would be if there was a mistake on the numbering of the boards, they'd have to erase the incorrect number or letter and put a new number or letter over there. I after b'mishkan nafal lefomim tos b'os echad. Here we're saying that the Issa Deraisa is with two letters, but sometimes it could be that there was only one letter that was mistakenly done over there. So, Svir Lehu L'Chazal D'Lo Choshev Mochek Mikosev Uboinon Dafko Bezosios Gam Kein. Nevertheless, Chazal said that we wouldn't want to make Mochek more of a stricter standard than Kosev. And Kosev, the minimum amount of writing a word is two letters, so therefore by Mochek, they said, even though sometimes Mochek could be accomplished with the erasure of one letter, nevertheless, they always made you have to do two letters in order to be over the Issa Deraisa. And the Chofetz Chaim continues, and he says, when we call Mokum, therefore, Yalfinum is there. We learn out from the Mishkan the way that they would erase. Duadin Lamochig Dio, the same thing would apply if you're erasing ink from a parchment. Oshar Tishtush, or Tishtush is like an ink spot over here. Ki Haigavne, in this similar fashion, in order that you erase the incorrect letters that are there, or the ink spot, in order that Kidei Lichtov Beis Osios Mokum Zeh, in order that you now can write two letters there, there's enough of an erasure that you could do this. That is the Issa de Chayev over here, Issa de Raisa of Mochek. The Ha'os Shenichtav Mitchilo Betos. And we don't consider over here that the original letter that was written there is being an actual letter. The ikra chiyav shalamachika, and the erasure over here is only bishvil shechoshav lichtov al mokum zeh. It's not the erasure of the faulty letter or the ink spot that's the problem. It's the fact that you now can write two new letters over there. And Hilka Chayev Afilu Amuchikas Tishrish Dio. And therefore, he brings down from the Rosh, as brought in the Beis Yosef, the Isra over here would be, even if you were just erasing an ink spot over here that wasn't letters. So nevertheless, that still is the Isra of Mochek, even though you're not really being Mochek Osios, but it's the idea that you're being Mochek Osios over here, or an ink spot over here, in order to write two new good letters. And now I think we'll be able to better understand the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess, where he tells us, on the Mechaber stating Hamochik Dio, so the Mishnah writes, "V'kol shekein imu mochik shtei osios." This is certainly true if he erases two actual letters, shenichtavu shelo kehogen, that were written incorrectly or not properly, almanas, and he's erasing them now, lichtov shtei osios acheros bimkomam. And now the erasure over here of these two faulty letters is to allow him to go and write two new letters. In that situation, dechayev, because dezeu ikar av melocha demochei, because as we already learned in the Bir Halacha, the essential av melocha is the erasure to allow you to write. So you don't even have to erase two letters, certainly if you erase two letters, but even if you erased an ink spot, and now have room to write two letters, that is the Issa Daraisa of Mochek, for which you would be a Chayiv Chatas for if you did this unintentionally on Shabbos. Mishabur Sivkot and Yud adds, Bizmanim in their days, Hayrigilim Lichtov al Aklap, they would write on parchment. V'hu Adin, call it Kayotze Bazeh. And the same thing applies today for us writing on paper. Ukamosha Nichtov Lekaman, as we'll see momentarily. And he adds, V'afilu al Eitzim Yesh Kasiv Mochek, even on wood and boards, there could be a Isser the rights of writing or of erasing. Shekinoi b'mishkan b'kroshim kidei lezavgon, as we already pointed out in the Bir Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim writes it over here as well in Mishnah Berurah that the mishkan they used to write on the boards of the mishkan on the kroshim in order to pair them to make sure that they are all in the right place. V'ayin in Bir Halacha, which we've already seen, shebiyarnu demachar b'mayri shelo b'mkom ha'osios. We're not talking about necessarily that you're erasing the letters. Umoche kidei lichto b'machum zeh. You're just making sure over here that you are erasing in order to have space for two letters. Then the Mishnah tells us, Aina the Bach, Du Adin the Eish Lizor, Kishinofel Dio Al Ha'osios. You likewise have to be careful, the Bach says, if you have ink that fell on top of two good letters that were there, but a little bit of ink splattered on them. Oshinotav Shaiva, or a little bit of wax came on top of them. And now you can't see the two good letters there because you have a little bit of ink on the top, or you have a little bit of wax on the top. So you have to be careful. Shelo Limcho Katishtos, you can't go and remove, erase over here this ink spot or this little piece of wax to remove it, because the ayidei mechikotso, because when you remove this, you now, min kara osios, you can see the letters underneath it. V'heve kemochek amanas lichtov v'chayev. This would be the exact same thing as erasing something in order to write. You've erased this, and now you can see the writing underneath it, and therefore this would be an itzah daraisa. The issue footnote number 18 brings down from the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskul Sha'al, Madua lo yechayev mishum kosev. Why is this an Isser of Mochek and not an Isser of Kosev? Hare al Yodov hadio shenofal nisbat laos, because when the ink fell on it, it erased, so to say, the letter, umimela. And now, when you go and get rid of that ink, Yotzer os chadosh. It's as if you're making the new letter itself, because the old letter is considered no longer there, and now it's reappearing. It's as if you're writing it. So he questions why this is called mochek and not called kosev. The issue footnote number 17 brings down the chen kol dover shenidbach lakisov umaster. So anything that falls on top of a letter and covers it up. So this and Karl Shlita brings down, according to the Bach, it would be oslo siro. This Bach would say that you cannot go and remove anything there because now you're revealing the letter underneath it, and that's the issue of mochek. However, he says, if something is moist and fell on top of it, then Rav Nissim Karlo says you would be allowed to go and blot it away because it hasn't yet seeped in there and dried up, and it's not called nidvak in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here, v'afilu mo yohatishtush al os echod yesh lizar. Even if it's only on one letter, one has to be careful over here, the yesh isser al koponim. There could be an isser over here, even by the erasure of one letter. And this is brought down in the Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskul HaMochek, as we can see both in the Bir Halacha over here and as well in Dir Shufut number 19, where the Bir Halacha discusses over here that if the erasure of even one letter, however, would complete the object, the Torah, for example, is just having this one letter that's messed up, and by erasing this, now you have a perfectly good Sefer Torah, so then that would be a problem even for one letter. It would not be an Issur Darabon, and that could be an Issur Daraisa. And this is brought down, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'evioa Ola Shabbos V'taz V'el Yerabba. And Gamba Mogen Avra Mashma Dusova the Bishaiva Shal Sefer Yesh Bo Mishum Mechika. That this is a problem when you have wax on top of a letter, and if you remove that wax, it is an Issur of Mechika. V'adim V'netifas Chaylev. The same thing would apply if it wasn't wax, it was animal fat. And he says, Ayin the Bir Halacha, which we've already seen in some detail, these halachos. Then the Mishnah says, what happens if you're laying? Vimimso can be emtsa kriya, and you suddenly see that there's a little bit of wax. They didn't have electric light, so they may have had a lamp that they held over the Sefer Torah to be able to see and read from it, and maybe a little bit of the wax fell onto the cloth, and it messed up, covered up one of the letters, or two of the letters. After you also l'sale kashayva v'chelib, you're not allowed to go and remove this fat or this wax over here. Mikomokom ein lehotzi acheretz, you don't have to take out a new Sefer Torah avur ze, because of this wax that's covering up the letter, because the letter is really there. V'yikra oso hateva bal peh, he brings down that you're allowed to go and read this part of the Sefer Torah by heart, because the letter is really there. And this he brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, and he says, likewise. However, he brings down, but if you find this mistake in between two aliyahs, then you should bring out a Sefer Torah. If the letters aren't visible because of the wax, then you should take out a new Sefer Torah if it's going to be Ben Gavra Legavra between the aliyahs. This we already wrote over there earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Shom. You can look for this Halacha over there. And we can see in Dir Shavut number 20, he brings down that Derech HaChaim writes, Imotsu Ben Gavra Legavra, Shashai B'machas Osios, Kivan Shein Likra Osios El Bal Pet, since ideally you shouldn't read them by heart, and it's not such a begam on this Sefer Torah if you take out another one because you're already laying with a couple of people from it. So therefore, he says you should bring out Tzorech Lahotzi Sefer Torah Acher V'ligmor Boris Akriya and finish off the laying in this other Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudal explains, what did they do? The wax al gabi at Pinchas. I already said this outside. I got it from the Mishnah Berurah here. Hainu, shedakun yelotuach dape pinkasim. They would go and smear the boards that they would have, bishaiva with wax, kedelir shemolov, and then they would write in this wax. And now, imnofal ezetishtus, excess wax over yeshaiva, al hadaf fell on this board, and you remove the excess wax on the top, so that the bottom part is able to be written on, that is the Yisr Chayiv Mishum Mocheg. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis tells us you have to do two letters over here. If you did only one letter that wasn't in an essential place, as we brought down in the Bir Halacha, that would make it the completion over here of the Sefer Torah. But if you just did one letter, gam ken yeshes, so that it will also be aser of the oraisa, but not a chiyuv chatos. Gamina linyan chiyuv chatos achanal, but the nafgamina between one or two letters would be two, would make you chayiv chatos, and one would only be chatzi shiras aser over here, but wouldn't obligate you in a chatos. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, if you're erasing one letter over here, but there's already another letter that has been erased before Shabbos, let's say, and now you could fit in two osios over there, so by your erasing this one letter, you've made now a space for two letters, the Sfas Emes is not sure if you'd be chayav over here, a Yisr Chattis or not. For Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, however, says, it's poshut that you would be potter from a Chattis. Finally, the issue footnote number 16 has a very interesting question over here. What happens if a person has ink on his hands? So the Chayyodim brings down, even though you have no intention of writing on your hand, you're not allowed to go wipe this ink off on Shabbos and remove the stain over there. This would be falling under the prohibition of erasing something, even though you have no intention to write over there. And this is brought down in the Minchas Shabbos, as well as in the Piskei Tshuvos, in the name of other Achronim as well. On the other hand, the Pisrei Tshuva brings down Shemut Lasos Kain, that one is permitted to go wash their hands in this situation. She'ein Mechiko B'Dover, She'ein Derech Kisiva, Elatin of Ba'alma. There is no concern over here of Mochek when it's just removing dirt over here. And the Ksosa Shulchan adds, Lamid Zchus Ala Olam She'einam Nisarmazet. Nobody seems to be following this Chayyodim that is strict, the well does wash the hands. So he writes, Yitokin Shigzeris Chazal B'mochik Shalom Anas Lichtov Lohiso Ela B'mchikas Dover Mimokum Shaderech Lichtov Olav. The rabbis never instituted this prohibition if you're not intending to write in this place. And therefore, on the gav of the hand, which is not a normal place to write, this Isser doesn't apply, Midrabban. He brings out from Shlomo Zalman, who's not sure what the loch is, Lamaisa, he says, Haminog Lohokel, people are lenient. If you actually have letters written on your hand, so the Ksosa Shulchan says that would then be also to go and erase them. But even there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure if that is the halacha l'maisa. With that, we conclude today's shir.